The Lou Holtz Last Love, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
I've discovered that the most popular girls today are the ones with blue eyes and green backs.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. Before we get the ball rolling in the Laugh Club, Miss Ginger, how come you're late again today?
I got home late last night. I went down to see my cousin fight.
Your cousin is a prize fighter?
Is he a fighter? Mr. Holtz, if you get into an argument with him and start counting up to 10, he automatically lies down.
He's a fine fighter, and he was fighting last night?
That's right. It was a question of his brains against the other fellow's brawn, but he couldn't get that through his thick skull.
Oh, he's bright, huh?
Can you imagine the other fellow trying to beat my cousin's brains out?
Yes, yes. Well, I guess that would be very, very difficult. How did your cousin make out?
Oh, he carried the other guy for a few rounds, just to make him look good. And then, boom, the other fella knocked him out.
And was this, may I ask, a surprise?
Surprise? Listen, Mr. Holtz, in this fight, the odds against my cousin were 12 to 5.
There were 12 to 5 he wouldn't win?
12 to 5 he wouldn't live.
You know, if there's a lull in this conversation, you'll be in the middle of it. Here's a little story about an Englishman. He's an old gentleman, and he's walking up the Strand in London, and he's in agony, and he's saying, "Oh, these shoes, I can't stand them, they're killing me. These shoes, oh, they're killing me, I can't stand these shoes." And along comes Bernard, and he says, "Hello, Lord Harcourt, what seems to be the trouble?" He says, I'm in terrible misery, these shoes, oh, they're killing me feet, you know, killing me feet." He says, "Well, why don't you change them, your lordship?" He says, "Why don't I change me shoes?" "Well, I'll tell you why I won't change them. Because I was married for 22 years. I was married to a lovely lady. She ran off with the chauffeur. Have a son, my only son, reared in the lap of luxury, highly educated, doesn't live at home. He's a common gambler. Haven't seen him in 9 years. And my only daughter, the apple of my eye, she's over in Brooklyn in America, and she's dancing in a ballet show. Why don't I change them? Why don't I change them? The only pleasure I have in life is when I take off these shoes."
You know, Mr. Holtz, when my cousin was knocked down, the referee kept right on counting. 10, 11, 12, 13, right up to 20.
My goodness, Ginger, and what did your cousin do?
Nothing, Mr. Holtz. He just rolled over and said, "You're being very kind, Mr. Referee, but I'm through for the evening."
Oh, fine. I can see that this fella has a great career behind him.
Oh, after last night's injury, he decided to give up boxing.
He got hurt, huh? How?
Well, last night when they rubbed his back with alcohol, it strained his neck trying to lick it off.
Well, that's one way of doing it. Meetings adjourned.